I really felt led to kind of talk about what Pastor Richie was talking about last week, about we are the church. It's not the four walls of this building, and it's not just enough for us to come in here on Sunday and praise and attend service. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And then, you know, the majority of Christians are not going to be pastors and missionaries, not even evangelists, but we can be evangelists one-on-one. Christian walk is to do what the Holy Spirit is leading each of us to do individually. And how does this translate in our lives? I'll give you some examples from my life. I was the first one, and I did tell you this in my testimony, but I was the first one in my family to leave the Catholic Church. And as my family saw the transformation in me, they wanted to know why. And that gave me a perfect opportunity to tell them what God is able to do and what salvation means in their life and the transformation that can take place in them. And in that process, my parents got saved. All of my siblings, except for two, are saved. My sons are saved, and all my grandchildren are saved. And then you can see where that can just go on from there. One gets saved, they lead another one, and so on. So it's so important what we do on a day-to-day basis. And at work, when I was still working, I had an opportunity to share the Lord with a lot of people. Now, I didn't do it during work. I mean, that, you know, during work hours, because we know we're not supposed to use our work time to proselytize. But people at lunch would come and sit down and say, could you pray for me? They'd send me emails, could you pray for me? And then they'd bring people by my office and ask me to pray for them because they had like a knee injury or a shoulder injury or something. I never asked them to do that or planned to do that. This was the Holy Spirit. And all they saw in me was the Holy Spirit working through me. I wasn't going around saying, oh, bring them in, I'll pray for them. That was their choice. So, in fact, I had to be careful with that so I didn't get in trouble at work. I mean, and then my dad, years ago, had colon surgery, and he had a really hard time recovering from that. He had a hard time coming out of the anesthetic, and he actually had to have a trach put in so that he could breathe, because he wasn't breathing properly. So they moved him to a respiratory hospital down on the south side. And I went with my mom every day to pray over him. When I did that, this lady across the hall came over after a few days. She said, I've heard you praying for your dad. And she said, would you mind coming and praying for my husband? He has Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, if any of you know what Lou Gehrig's is, it's a terminal thing, unless they get healed. But I said, sure, I'll go. And in my heart's pounding, I didn't know what to say. I said, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me with this. So I went in there, and the Holy Spirit gave me the words to say. And for the next 2 weeks, every day after I saw my dad and prayed for him, I went over there and prayed with him. And then eventually they told us that my dad was going to be released from the hospital. And so I just went over there. It was just the Holy Spirit. I knew I had to ask them if they knew if they were where they were going to be when they left this earth. So I asked them both that. And they said no, they didn't know. And they were Catholic. I run into a lot of Catholics, having been a Catholic, I guess. So I talked to them and I said, well, I explained salvation. I said, do you know how easy it is to be sure? And I said, would you be willing to pray with me to receive Jesus as your Savior? Then you'll know for sure where you'll be when you finally do leave this earth. They said, yes, I'd love to pray with you. So they prayed with me. They were both weeping. And I saw them a couple times after that. And I gave them a boom box with some tapes from Kenneth Copeland on faith and all of that. But I don't know what happened to them. But I do know where they're going to be, whatever did happen. So there was another occasion when my dad was in a nursing home because he had broken his hip and he was there for rehab. So there was this old man, in the room with him, and his name was Rudy. He was 91 years old, and I saw a Bible sitting on his side table. So that kind of opened the door for me to talk to him about the Lord. And I said, you know, I just was talking about scripture and what he believed in and all of that. And this went on for a couple of weeks. And then one day I just knew I had to talk to him about was he sure of his salvation? It was the Holy Spirit again. He led. It wasn't me. So I asked him, I said, well, Rudy, I said, I'm not saying anything's going to happen to you, but do you know where you'd be when you leave this earth? And he said, I hope so. And I said, well, do you want to be sure? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, well, you believe Jesus is the Son of God, don't you? And he said, yes. I said, you believed he died on the cross for your sins, don't you? And he said, yes. And I said, well, have you prayed to receive him as your Savior? And he goes, I don't think so. And I said, would you like to pray with me now to do that? And he did. And you know the amazing thing, the very next day, this is why the Holy Spirit led me to pray with him. His daughter moved him to another facility. So if we don't do what the Lord asks us to do when he asks us to do it, some people could miss eternity. Misty was talking about us being intentional about getting to know our neighbors. So since then, I've really made a point to always go over and talk to my neighbors when I see them, just to get to know them, to build relationships. So I told you one time before that there was this old man, and he's 86 years old. He'd just toddle out to his mailbox. He had leggings, you know, those ace bandages wrapped around his legs. I mean, he was really in bad shape. So I just, one day I felt led again. I prayed for him a couple times because he allowed me to do that for his healing. But then one day I felt led to ask him if he knew where he was going to be, and he said no. So he accepted Jesus as his Savior. So, and not 2 weeks later, they moved him and his wife into an assisted living facility. So you see how important it is to follow that leading. And then my grandson, Connor. This young man, we have had a bond since before he was born. His mother, Marna, my daughter-in-law, thought she was going to lose him because she was bleeding in the first stages of her pregnancy. And so I was at home and I went straight over to their apartment and I laid hands on her abdomen and I said, this child shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And I also said that this child would be born normal and healthy and come to full term. Well, he was born normal and healthy, and he just has had a strong driving desire for the Lord. And I really believe that was because of what was prayed over him in the womb. So with that, Connor, when he was little, I used to watch the kids before they went to school. And he'd be sitting in his room watching DVDs of Pastor Rodney preaching. And when he was old enough to talk, he came out and he would say, Oma, I want to preach. And I said, well, preach, Connor. And he would preach verbatim the message that he was watching on that DVD. Just amazing. And he would do that on multiple occasions. So I just encouraged him in that. And to this day, we have a bond because we both love the Lord. He's been in River University now. He's in his third year of Bible college over at Rodney Howard Brown's. And he did extremely well the first 2 years. I mean, he learned video, he learned how to do the cameras, the sound, the lights, all of that stuff, and he loved every bit of it. Then they moved him into maintenance. He's never touched a tool in his life. He's really good on computers, but he didn't know what to do with any of that stuff. So he's learned how to edge and mow and use a blower and all of that stuff. And weedy besides, but he was using a drill one day and he was having a hard time with that. And his supervisor told him, you know, you need to speed that up a little bit. So he was in there with a very large feeling of being not worthy in that area. And so he was struggling and the devil was trying to get him to quit. And he'd call me every single night and he'd say, Alma, I don't know whether I should continue with this. I'm not doing a very good job. And I said, that's just the enemy trying to rob you of what God has for you. You're just not comfortable in what you're doing. I said, don't give up. You keep going in there. You keep doing your best. That's all God asks of you. Now he's doing great. He's had he just loves it. He loves to weed eat and mow and all that stuff. And he's learning all these tools. He even got up on one of those big cranes where, you know, the lifts and power washed the top of the pavilion over there. That thing is huge. He was up there doing that. So you know what he said to me? He said, Oma, I really believe that the Lord put me in maintenance so that I would be a good husband someday. I said, man, the absolute wisdom of youth. And James can attest to that. So, you know, all of us wonder, can we be used? Look at me. You know my testimony. Can we be used? Yes, we can be used. It doesn't matter what you've been through in your life. If you just take that step of faith and do what the Lord's leading you to do, he's going to do it through you. And none of us will know the full impact of our obedience to the Holy Spirit until we get to heaven. Our impact is one day at a time, one person at a time, as we surrender our lives to the Lord. Being obedient to the direction of the Holy Spirit is the key to accomplishing what we have been placed here to do. And when we walk in a room, the atmosphere in that room should change, not because of us, but because of the Holy Spirit in us. And when we have that expectation, who knows what he can do? Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the fact that we're here in this church, that we're learning boldness, that we're learning to step out in faith and do what you've called us to do. Help us each to do that, because we know that when we step out in faith, that you show up and you do the rest. So we just declare today, Lord, that we will do what you've called us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.